This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, so Eddie says we're rolling. Here we go. It's the podcast, post-game podcast. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. You know how I love a good murder documentary.
I've heard this about you, yes.
I never, you know, Netflix. I feel like I'm all caught up in the Netflix, everything Netflix has that I'm interested in, I've seen. So
yes.
When something new comes out, I get excited.
Okay.
And I just feel like they're getting lazy with titling the names of these things now. Because I just started watching one. It's a three-parter. Two parts in, and I'm kind of bored already with it because it's somewhat predictable. But it's called I Just Killed My Dad.
Okay.
I mean, they're not even trying to be creative. They took the title from the 911 call where the where the kid, he's like, I don't know how old, I guess he was in his 20s or something, or teens. Probably he was in his teens. Teens, 17. He, I guess he and his father had quite a relationship.
Oof.
And he shot his father and killed him and then called 911. And he was so calm. He goes, they go, yeah, what's the emergency? He goes, yeah, I just killed my dad. They're like, okay, where are you? And
why?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like Jeanette McCurdy. She's the child star from Disney, from iCarly. She's probably in her late 20s now.
Yeah.
She wrote a memoir book.
Mm-hmm.
The name of it is I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oh, I was seeing headlines about that.
And she said the reason was, and Eddie, don't ever replay that.
Don't
please.
You, Eddie, don't you dare.
Yeah. And she said specifically she used that title because she thought it would grab headlines and would make people interested in reading the book because she had a really bad relationship with her mom. And not that she was glad she died, but like they had a lot of troubles.
Yeah.
So maybe that's partly why they choose that line out of the thing, because it is kind of like that's the name of it.
I did as I was going by it.
So it worked.
I just killed my dad. Let me see what this is about. Sounds like a fun murder mystery.
I wonder, is there a spoiler alert here?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, it's interesting, though, because they go into it about, like, you know, it gets into this whole thing, which we've heard before, like in abusive relationships, if somebody's being very abusive to somebody else, and they kill that person in a self-defense mode, or they've just reached the boiling point.
Yeah,
it is interesting. I don't know what happens with this kid if he goes to jail, or they haven't really let that out yet. It's interesting that it's not just like that kid called 911 and said, "I just killed my dad."
Yeah.
And they're in court to see whether this kid's guilty of murder.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like he called to say, I just shot and killed my father.
Yeah, I guess in that case, it's kind of like what you said. The defense is, was he in the right frame of mind to where he would be guilty and incarcerated? Or
right.
Are you guilty and you need medical help?
Yes.
You know, emotional.
Or did, right.
Help.
Or yeah. Or did all this years of abuse from the father? It's wild.
Yeah.
Some people are having wild lives.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm lucky that I have a boring life. I mean, some people are just having a wild ride out there.
There's no doubt. And it's, you know, I don't know who it was, but someone, I was here, maybe one of my other places I work, I don't know. Remember one day one person said, man, you think you got it, like, not so good, and then you realize, I think everything's fine when you hear about other people's problems.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's just hard to keep that in your consciousness at all times. You know what I mean? Like, when you hear somebody having a horrible life.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, oh my gosh, you know, what am I complaining about?
You reflect and you realize I'm not going to be like that anymore. And then you write back to yourself.
Right back to it.
It's like when someone passes away, I'm going to make sure I enjoy every day and I'm not going to take anything for granted. And I'm going to go on that trip I wanted to do because God knows what tomorrow brings. And then you do that and you act that way for a very brief time, and then you slowly morph back into your routine.
I asked my sister that. She, my younger sister, when she was 37, she had stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. And it spread throughout, but she, you know, survived it, and she's all good now. But I said to her, I go, do you still, years later now, did it change your thing? And I think she said, you know, it does for sure, but there are days, and there are days in a row that go by where
you're just living and
you don't
think about it.
You get back to your normal life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A routine is great, and yet a routine can suck at the same time.
Yeah.
Because if you can really get, I think a lot of people can really get bogged down with the routine. And it's kind of like you want a new job. You talk about a new job, but you never go get that new job. And you just kind of continue to trudge through life. Next thing you know, a year's gone by, 5 years, 10, 15, 20 years. It's like, do you have a regret you never went and got that new job 15 years ago? Well, you didn't do anything about it because you were comfortable in the routine.
Yes.
It's hard.
We all get comfortable. Jerry, I'm the most comfortable person there is.
You are. Yes, you are.
I don't like anything.
But you have no reason not to be, though. Without kids and without, and I know you and Gina have been together a long time, but there is nothing legally binding you together with her. So if she decided that was it, all right, well, it would suck, but it's a clean break. You literally have nothing tying you down. So there's nothing wrong with you living your... If you like it, you're only bored because you want to be bored.
Jerry, are you saying live, damn it?
That's how I try to, yes.
Live.
I will tell you, if I had more money, if I had enough money to do it, and I didn't spend my money on tuition and medical bills and house renovations and I don't know that a weekend would go by that I wouldn't travel. And I mean that sincerely.
Really? Like
I could see myself, maybe not every weekend, but I could see myself twice a month. Like the Mets are in Atlanta tonight. All right, well, that's not a good example because it's a weekday. Let's say this was the way they were in Atlanta Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I could see myself going home, picking up my son, and going right to the airport Friday. Couple games, come home Sunday night. This weekend coming up, maybe I want to go to the Cowboys preseason game.
The thought of going to the airport.
That doesn't bother me like it bothers you.
Yeah,
it does not
wish
faze
it
me.
Did not faze me. It
doesn't faze me at all. And I know I'm going to run into stuff sometimes. But I would do that at least 2 times a month. I really would. I love traveling and seeing different places and going and doing things. I just can't afford to do that at this point. Which, you know, it sucks because the time goes by, you don't do it. But at the same time, if you don't have the money to do things, I can't spend $5,000 every weekend.
Right.
Can't do it, but I would love to. I would love to.
You'd be out there traveling.
Yeah, to me, this weekend, I mean, I can't because I have to work and I got the Cowboys and my son's got a scrimmage and it's not that easy. Like, I would love to pick up and go to, like, Miami Beach this weekend with Kim. It'd be awesome. Just get out, get away for a couple days, and then be back for Monday morning. I'd be good with that. But I couldn't afford to do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Would you go to the same places over and over again, like Miami Beach, or would you go, I'm going to Colorado this weekend, going to...
No, I would like to see different places.
Montana.
Would I find a spot that I might go back to a few times a year? Absolutely. But would I want to go every week? No. No, I would, like I said, I'd love to go to LA this weekend for Cowboys Chargers. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's in LA.
Maybe the week after, go wherever the Mets are, maybe in Denver, or maybe they're in Milwaukee. I don't know where they are. I'd love to get all over the place.
My friend John is on vacation now with his family. They landed and they drove right to the Angels game.
Nice.
Then they're going to Dodgers game then awesome. Disneyland.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We didn't do Angels. We did Dodgers, Giants, Disneyland.
Oh, you did. That was your combo.
Yes, that was the get off the plane right to Disneyland, waste $500 because Kim and Matthew were so exhausted and rude and not happy to be there. That after 2 hours of them sitting and sulking while me and Joseph went on rides, we decided, fine, let's leave. I was not happy.
That's not a good way to kick off your vacation, Jerry.
No. And then, no joke, check into the hotel. Matthew and Kim order room service and pass out by 6 p.m. Me and Joseph ate, and then we're in the pool at the hotel until midnight, until they closed it. That's true.
So you guys were living.
Yeah, we were. I like doing things. I can't sit still.
Is that the trip where you bought the wrong MVP passes or something?
No.
That was a different trip?
That was last year. That was
Disney World in Orlando.
No, it was MGM Studios or whatever it's called. Oh, okay. Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
You bought tickets.
Universal.
You bought tickets and then you thought you were buying some sort of speed pass.
I didn't buy the tickets. I always buy the tickets when we get there. When we got there, the lines were ridiculous. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a 21st century person. I'm going to put the app on my phone and I'm going to buy the tickets on the phone to get the hell in the park and not waste time. I bought the tickets, but bought the wrong tickets. And then I'm like, all right, let me do I bought FastPass, but FastPass wasn't, it's so confusing. They didn't coincide with the tickets I bought. And then I bought something else. And when I looked down and saw the charge was $1,800, I was like, huh? But I spent like $2,200 to go to Universal for one day. Now, we were there from 11 to 10 p.m. Yeah, that was bad.
That was a rough one.
I've never been upset at spending money. That pissed me off.
Were you able to shake it to enjoy the day? You weren't, yeah.
I would say by 6 p.m.
Six.
And when we got to the Simpson Land with Joseph, I cooled off and I enjoyed that.
Because he was enjoying it.
He had a blast with Bart Simpson, all that area.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a bad day.
Okay.
Then when I told Kim when we got in the car, like, she knew I did something and I screwed up the tickets, but I didn't want to talk about it. When I finally calmed down and then told her, then she was annoyed. I should have just told her at the time we could have been both annoyed together.
Right. And then by the end of the day, you would have both been good.
That was terrible. Yeah. Oh, well.
Do you see polio is back in New York?
Yeah, right? We talked about that today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't understand. So they said it's in the wastewater in New York City.
Someone's pooping it out or urinating it out.
Yeah, I guess it means it's being excreted from somebody's body parts or multiple people's
body parts. So does that mean people, they're testing the sewage system for disease every day?
Yeah, I guess they test the sewage system for different things, which is what a job that would be.
I had no idea.
Scooping up sewage and then testing it.
I mean, maybe you get paid really well. I don't know.
I was like, what is polio again? That's a disease that
Didn't Roosevelt have that?
Paralysis. Yeah.
Right? Didn't Teddy Roosevelt have that?
I'm not sure. Evan would know that. He's the president's
expert. And he knows the address where he grew up, too.
Yeah, and his boyhood home.
And which number president he was.
Mm-hmm.
Who his VP was.
Yes.
That is very true.
Whether he was Republican or Democrat.
Yes. That's true. Evan would know that.
I don't think I think anything prior to Jimmy Carter, I don't think I could tell you if that person was Republican or Democrat.
Well, Nixon was a Republican, wasn't he? Pretty sure he was.
What about before that?
Well, Kennedy was a Democrat.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, like, was Abe Lincoln a Democrat or Republican?
That I don't know.
Right, George Washington.
I mean, did they even really exist?
I don't know. Oh, them as human beings?
I'm kidding.
Good question.
And weren't there other parties, too? It wasn't just Republican and Democrat.
Yeah,
weren't there,
know,
all these weird parties that they had?
I don't know. We need a history teacher to...
I don't care.
That's
good.
That's true. Don't annoy Jerry with your answers.
It's not annoying. I'm not interested.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I got into this thing on my social media with Pliables, Jerry. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if I was that nice owner of Pliables, I would hunt you down and punch you in the face.
Why are you going to punch me in the face?
Because you basically, and I'm not saying what you said is wrong, clearly it's right.
Right.
You basically did a video that said, they have one healthy option.
My point was this. Because some people did get upset at me, and other people said, thank you. Pliables, like these acai bowls and things.
Sure.
For a couple years now, Gina and I have been having a debate of whether they are healthy or
Absolutely.
Not. Because they're pitched as healthy.
Yes.
Right? And for the longest time, there was no nutritional facts on their website and things. But the nutritional facts are now on the website. But the problem is they don't separate in the nutritional facts the sugar from the added sugar.
Yep, I saw.
So they make it seem like all of the sugar is natural.
It's coming
sugar,
from the fruit.
Which they even put on their website. Hey, there's a big difference between da-da-da. But I also had reached out to the company and just asked for their ingredients, you know, because I want to know what I'm eating. And they were very nice enough to send me the ingredients, but there's sugar in it.
Right.
There's like added sugar. And so all I was trying to do was say, hey, these are great, but they're not like a healthy right. food.
I think there's two things at work here.
Yeah.
There is they're the extremes. You are at an extreme level of nutrition. Compared to society.
But not compared to other nutrition people either.
Compared to society. So if I am, for instance, I have a, let's say I had a daughter and she was heavy and the lunch of choice is and has been McDonald's chicken nuggets, French fries, and a Coke. I think it's pretty common, actually. So I'm not even making anything right. up. I think that's probably. If I've got a Pliable for my daughter or a Happy Meal with saturated fats and oils and a soda, there's no doubt which one's the healthier option. So for those people, that's it. 100 times over, that is healthy compared to that. The problem then is when you're talking about people that are really trying to be healthy and are trying to cut sugar out, they're at a point. Like, for me, a Pliable is still healthy, I think, because I am not at the point where I'm eating better than that. When I get to the point, though, where that's the best thing I'm eating, now I need to get better.
Right.
Because it's not the best option. And there are better ways to eat. But I think there's different levels of health based on where you're at and what you eat on a daily basis and what your diet is. Your diet has got to be, and I don't even think it's an exaggeration, your diet has to be in the top 1% of society. I don't know how it couldn't be. You drink tons of water. You look at sugar levels. You eat clean meats. You get your take of vegetables. I know you take certain vitamins. Like, you're not eating ice cream and Oreos every night. You're not running to Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King every night. Like, you eat well.
Right, but my point on that thing was that we know that about McDonald's, right?
Sure.
We know that about grabbing a pizza. We know right. that about getting an ice cream in the summer. We know that about going to Froyo. The idea was that the Pliables are always pitched as a healthy meal.
Like Smoothie King.
Right, which is another one. I'm going to make a Smoothie King video.
You know what I would love to know? I really would.
Yeah.
I would love to do this too. I'm so fat I can't. I would love to know if I had 7 days in a row, I had a medium chocolate milkshake from Carvel compared to 7 medium Smoothie King smoothies. Same size. What's the end result?
Right.
Like, are those milkshakes, which no one thinks are healthy, we know that. Is my waistline going to get noticeably rounder? Or the smoothies better or worse? Because I don't know that they're better.
I'm going to look into Smoothie King next, Jerry.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, and I had a guy reach out to me. He goes, hey, man, I have a couple Pliable franchises. I'm trying to put food on my table. I go, well, no, I'm not taking food off your table. I go, if you had an ice cream shop where there's long lines at all the ice cream shops, there's not a single person in line at the ice cream shop going, this is a healthy choice. But they're going, hey, I want an ice cream.
Correct.
I'm going to treat myself to an ice cream. That's all. Just like I'm going to treat myself to some nuggets and fries today. I'm not going to do it twice a week, 3 times a week, once a week. I'm just going to do it today, and maybe next month I might do it again. That's all I was trying to point out, is that just like Froyo gets pitched as a healthy alternative to ice cream. It's
correct.
Not.
And it's a campy.
No.
Maybe slightly.
Here's how you know. If something's delicious, it's not good for you. That's that simple.
Yeah.
You enjoying that meal? It's no good.
That's true.
The tough part battle for me is going out to eat, because I do like to go out to eat. But
hard.
God knows what they're cooking stuff in. Correct. Like, there's no, and they're not required to tell you.
Not at a restaurant.
No.
No.
Not even like, listen, Pliable didn't have to tell me. They could have said secret ingredients.
True.
They don't have to tell me that.
That is,
I think,
true.
Once you get it to a certain number of stores, they nationally, they have to put nutrition up.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought every, like, place had to, actually.
Yeah, no, you have to get to a certain amount. Like, that's why, like, you go to Applebee's, they
and
tell
they
you.
Have them.
But they don't tell you why that Applebee's thing is.
Or if it's accurate, to be quite honest.
Right.
You know. Oh, look, this is 900 calories. Are you sure it's not 970 or is it like 900? Right.
And then are they scooping the same amount in every Applebee's? No.
You would think not. Human error.
Right. So no matter when you go out to eat, you're giving control over to.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Those people.
But it's the experience. Like,
you
got to
do something. You got to do something, Jerry.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And listen, I like a Pliable. It's delicious. I also like the oatmeal bowl, which is very healthy. Because I feel better when I'm done. I feel like, oh, okay, I didn't.
Oatmeal and fruit.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not great at 95 degrees on the boardwalk.
I would think not. Probably not.
Yeah.
That's funny. We have a Pliable, I think, in Homedale, I think. I've never gone.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of them now.
I went to the one in Asbury Park, Jerry. The line.
Yeah.
I got to say, too, they mowed through that line pretty
good. But there, I would think that's another one. So, and again, I'm not talking about the healthy person. For me, I'm talking about someone like myself. If I was in Asbury Park and I was hungry, and I saw my choices were the pizza, which you know is an option.
Right. 100%. There's pizzas.
A chicken sandwich is probably an option somewhere. French fries is an option. Or a Pliable. I still have to think that, I'm not saying it's great.
Right.
That's got to be the better option than eating the other crap.
Right.
Again, extreme why it's not, but comparatively speaking,
comparatively,
to the
yes.
other heavy fats and garbage it is, got to be a better option.
I walked by a stand on the Asbury Park boardwalk. This is the only things they sell. It's called lemonade and French fries.
That's it.
That's it.
Interesting. I love it. It's so simple, though.
Right.
That is. It's funny because.
But no one's going there going, lemonade, that's good for me. And so are the French fries.
Right. Well, but no one, they're not billing it as healthy, though, either.
Correct.
They're telling you it's French fries and lemonade.
That's the difference. Right?
Absolutely. People know. A friend of mine has a food truck now, he's doing very well. And I thought, you know, it would be fun because we always talk about doing different things. And I even thought of the name of it. It would be so cool. So he does hot dogs and sausage sandwiches.
Sausage.
It would be really cool to have a pizza truck and just call it Slice Life. Pizza
like
by
that,
the
Jerry.
Slice, little coal-fired oven in there. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
I love pizza and ice cream are my two favorite things to eat. And I rarely eat ice cream, maybe a couple times a year. I don't even eat it anymore. But pizza, I still eat every Friday. And I don't care what diet I'm on, unless the doctor tells me you're going to die if you keep eating pizza. Fridays, I'm having pizza. That sounds fun. The problem is I eat too much of it then.
What's your go-to ice cream choice?
Chocolate.
Just straight up chocolate?
That's it. I'm
what
not
about
interested
pizza?
In anything else.
You like thin crust, thick crust,
yep.
regular crust,
mm-hmm.
all of it?
I do. And I like the pizza slightly, not burnt. I like it slightly well done.
Yeah.
Love that.
So that's the coal fire, the ones that they put
yes.
in there. They're always like
so
kind of
good.
Burnt on the bottom.
And I love multiple, all different toppings.
Yeah.
Like, I like pineapples and ham on pizza. Pepperoni's good. You know, sausage, meat, anything. Peppers, onion, all that stuff.
What about meat lovers?
From Pizza Hut? Yes.
Yeah.
I used to like that. Absolutely.
Meat lovers.
Yeah. I absolutely love, the way you love coffee, I love pizza. That I would love to have. But I want to open up a place where the food truck sounds fun, though.
Right, you know, there's no, your maintenance is
yeah.
your truck.
You just got to find a parking lot that you can rent for $700 or $800 a month. It's easy. It doesn't work. You walk away. You sell the truck. You go in and sign these leases. They want 5 years from you, and they want your family history financials. They want 6 months in advance. It's like, it becomes a $100,000 venture before you even open the door. The food truck, you buy the food truck, you buy the oven, you find a parking lot. All right, we're open.
Yeah,
you get your permit.
That building I was living in Mattawan that had... all businesses underneath
yeah.
that didn't have any businesses in it yet when I moved in there.
Yeah.
I remember asking around, and it was they were requiring a 5-year lease.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Yes. And they'll take you to court if you don't have it. Now, they may not win ultimately, but they're going to try and scare you into paying them.
What do you think you'd get a food truck for? A used one, like,
what,
yeah. Somebody...
What are we talking about? Are we talking about a? I'm talking about one you pull. Are you talking about one that you drive?
Yeah, one that I drive.
$100,000
Yeah,
those cannot be cheap. I'm talking about this is one that you hitch to the back of your truck.
Okay.
They don't move it though. They found a spot for him. It's been in the same spot. He bought it from the guy, and it just stays there right in the parking lot. And if you have to move it, it's got two wheels, and you just hitch it to the truck, and you can take it wherever you want. Outstanding though. But I don't even think I would need something that big. Just big enough for an oven, a refrigerator, a window. It'd be fun.
You just need a power source, right?
Yes. They have power from the building, from the parking lot they're renting, and they have propane for cooking and stuff like that. That, to me, just seems relaxing and fun. That's cool.
That does sound relaxing.
Yes. I have to be down the shore, though. I wouldn't want to do it where I live.
Yeah.
I'd want it by the shore. I love the ocean. Did you see the story about Los Angeles?
What are they doing?
They're fearing a life-altering flood that could hit.
I did see this. Where does that come out of? Where does that come from?
I guess the climate. I guess the... I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing, but they said they're fearing that there could be a 100-inch storm coming where it just rains incessantly for weeks, and the area can't handle it, and it could literally just flood out complete areas of L.A. I love L.A., but my God, between the hurricanes, the wildfires, things like this, I'm good.
And we keep hearing the big earthquakes coming.
Right. They weren't right. Well, we've been hearing about that for 30 years.
Right.
So at some point, it might. I don't know.
That always seemed more like a San Francisco thing for whatever reason. I don't know.
Although there was the movie made about L.A. on the fault line. So I think all of California.
It's on the big fault line, the shifting plates, Jerry.
Yeah. Is Arizona affected? We're going there for the Super
Bowl.
Do we have to worry about that?
No.
Right. I hope not.
No fault lines there.
No fault
lines. I'd be looking for UFOs, though, when I'm out in Arizona. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to bring Matthew to that week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think. I might have to I got to talk to Spike. I might have to leave for one day, though, for Rutgers.
Didn't you have to do that one other time?
I did, in Minnesota. I flew to Illinois. I missed one show, and I came right back. And that was when Gio almost left because his wife was giving birth.
Oh, yes.
Gina almost dumped you. What else?
Because I didn't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Correct. I missed a lot in 24 hours.
Yeah, it was a busy time.
Hey, what I missed, guys?
Busy
time.
Oh,
you have no idea. Oh, okay. That was a rhetorical.
No, that was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one, Jerry.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo, as I will all week. Jerry and Sal will be back tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until then, the warm-up show is here. CeeLo.